Welcome to Swords and Unicorns, an episodic family tabletop adventure. Each episode, the girls of the Jacobs family journey through the world of Alathon, a fantastical place filled with wondrous creatures and exciting dangers.
My name is Winter. I'm a human warrior. I play Summer.
My name is Julietta. I play Autumn, a forest elf druid.
Hey, I'm Sarah, and I play Midnight Moon, a gnome mystic.
And I'm Brando, the dad and game guide. Now let's quest! Our three heroes have been tasked with escorting a priest, Brother Isaac, to the nearby town of Pine Hollow and to assist him in exorcising ghosts out of a haunted house. The only problem is, it's the first night of Shadow Eve, the three nights when the veil between the world of the living and the realm of spirits is at its thinnest, and many spooky happenings occur. Most people are safe in their homes tonight, with a candle inside a carved pumpkin guarding their front door. Those few brave enough to venture out into the night are wearing special wooden masks with priests' blessings on them that keep them invisible to spirits and spooks. But you three heroes have had a rough night so far, and during your previous scuffle, all three of you lost your masks. You stand now on the massive lawn of Grey Mist Manor, exposed to the ghosts that are wandering in the shadowy mists. You look out into the cultivated lawn stretching before you, and you see a woman in a white dress floating above the ground with long black hair and no face. You see a young boy with completely black eyes. You see a man in a business suit, but his arms are too thin and stretch all the way to the ground. You see a hooded figure, someone in a hood with the hood up and a cloak on and no feet, just hovering. And all of them are wandering about the yard until all of a sudden, every single ghost looks right at you three and starts running toward you.
How can ghosts run?
Well, some of them are floating, but some are running. So, all right, so we are starting a chase. And the way this is going to work is we are going to be running. See, you're on one end of the board here, and you have to run through the lawn to get to the haunted mansion, and that's what will keep you safe. But the ghosts are going to chase you. Okay, and if you trip up, or if you fall, or if you're not fast enough, ghosts are going to get you, all right?
Well, I want, how would I trip?
If you roll, we're going to roll the dice, and if you have bad rolls, then that'll be bad
like
things.
Like zero?
Well, like one, you know, like one would be bad, or two. Two would be bad, yeah.
Would three be bad?
Three would be bad, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Four?
Four is bad.
Five?
Yep, still bad.
Six?
Six is still bad.
Seven?
Also bad. It'll keep going from there. We'll get to it, and you'll see which numbers are bad and which ones are good. But the point is, you got to be clever so you can do anything you want. So if you look at the board, these circles here are like big bushes, big, giant, like perfectly manicured bushes. And these squares right here are like bushes that are like in shapes, like statue-looking shapes. That are like, so these are like round bushes, but these square ones are like different like animals and people, but they're kind of like carved into it, but they're bushes. These big circles here are fountains, big giant fountains. And then you see these lines or steps with rails on them. And then back there are like big carved lions. And those are bushes. And so right now you're on the edge of the board and you have, let's see what we said, the woman in the white dress, the little kid with black eyes, the man with long arms, and the hooded figure. So you have four ghosts that are chasing behind you. They're not on the board right now, but they will be soon. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in this order. Mommy, and then Julie, and then Winnie.
Why do I always have to go last?
This time you go last, but next time maybe you can go first. So what's going to happen is that we're going to have just a little bit of time, and I'm going to flip it over. I'm going to flip this over, and you have until that runs out to tell me what your character is going to do. So you have to roll and tell me what the roll is, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you whether or not the roll is high enough, whether or not you trip and fall on something, okay?
It's already out.
You see that? You see how fast that goes?
Yes.
Whoa.
So it's going to go very fast, okay?
So if we succeed, we get a Skittle.
If you succeed, you get to move forward just a little bit.
And then can we get a Skittle?
The Skittles are for special role play stuff. So you'll see later on.
Special skitties. Yeah.
For our listeners out there, I'm bribing our daughters with candy Skittles. For good role playing. Yeah. All right. So mommy's going to go first.
Okay.
And then
I'm
she's
nervous.
Just going to have this time. Okay.
All right. I'm going to roll. I rolled a 4 and I'm going to run as fast as I can right down the middle of the sidewalk.
Okay. You move forward. Which one is you?
The one in the middle, the green dragon.
All right, you move forward 1, and you trip, and you fall over with a 4. All right, Juliana.
I got a 12, and I got a 12, and I want to go hide behind a bush.
All right, you
want
to hide behind a bush? Okay, so you run over here to this bush, and you hide right there. All right, right behind you, you hear a... You hear a lot of spooky noises getting close to you, right behind you, getting close. All right, Winter.
1.
Okay, you fall over right where you are.
Oh, no, you tripped.
All right. And Winter, all right. Let's see. The woman in the white dress comes right up to you, right on your square, and she's chasing, and she's right up on you. What would you like to do? And you're falling down. You're laying down on the ground because you just tripped.
I'm just going to stand back up and just... Just run to the haunted house. I'm just going to run as fast as I can.
All right. You stand back up and you try to run, but the woman in white dress, she like floats right through you. And it feels like cold ice, like you were in the coldest shower you've ever had, and you lose 1 heart. So take away 1 heart.
Wait, are we supposed to redo our hearts?
No. We're starting from where we left off. All right, ready?
My turn?
All right, mommy, go.
Oh, gosh. I rolled a 12, and I'm going to get up and just try to, take as many hops, big jump hops as I can down the sidewalk.
Okay, I'm going to let you move forward 2 steps there. All right. Juliana. Autumn.
I have an 11, and I want to go run up next to mommy.
All right. 11 will get you right here, okay? So you're on the opposite side of that bush right there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Winter or summer?
19.
19? Okay, what would you like to do? Hurry up, tell
That's
me.
Pretty good.
I'm going to run to the haunted house.
All right.
Keep running.
All right, so you're just straightforward running. So I'm going to give you up here. So you've now taken the lead with a 19. You did really great. And behind you, you hear those spooky noises again.
Ooh.
And then you see right there is the boy with black eyes.
Ooh.
He appears right there too. Okay.
Well, he's going to get you, Mom.
All right.
No, they're far enough away. We can keep running, but we don't have to engage them. Okay, I'm going to roll.
All right, Midnight Moon, what do you want
to
do?
I rolled a 7, and I'm going to just kind of try to run, but also hop behind the nearest bush to hide myself.
All right, you get right over here on this bush, but what's crazy is another ghost, comes from the side over here, and as it's floating to you, it actually floats right past Summer. Autumn, and ignores her, and it floats inside this bush right there.
Wait, does it possess the bush?
It possesses the bush. And what the bush does is it turns to you. It's in the shape of a stallion, like a horse.
Okay.
But it's made out of a bush, right? And it turns to you, and it goes to kick at you. What would you like to do?
I'm going to say, nice horsey, do you want a carrot?
All right, why don't you roll a d20? Hold on a second.
What?
Hold on, this bush is attacking you and you just want to ask it if it wants a carrot?
Well, I want to try to trick it. Maybe it's just mean because no one's ever been nice to it.
Oh, okay, you're trying to trick it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then why don't you, your star number, we're going to roll tricky. You have a tricky number.
Yeah.
All right, so roll a d20 and then tell me, and then add it. Add your tricky number to
it. All right, d20 was 2 and my tricky is 1.
All right.
I'm not good.
All right, my this bush, the horse rears up on you and goes, and like leaves come out of its mouth, and its two front hooves, and it crashes down on you, and you take 1 heart of damage. But since it's a bush, it like completely falls apart into different leaves. Okay.
It's the last time I'm nice.
Autumn, what would you like to do?
I want to run, just run. And I got a 17.
17. All right, that's a great one. So I'm going to, you want to run, which direction you want to tell me?
In front of Summer, Winter.
Do you want to go back toward down the, in front of Winter? Okay, over here, Summer.
Yeah, just
Winter,
run.
I'm Summer.
So I'm going to give you 1, yeah. 2. Okay, so go. Now you're up on those steps right there. All right. Summer, what do you want to do? Hurry up.
9.
Oh, just 9.
9? Okay, what do you want to do? Hurry. You just ran out of time. So what you saw is the woman in white right here who is floating and she doesn't have a face. She just like is floating right towards you and she's like right up behind you. Now you can tell me what you would like to do.
I want to just run.
You want to run forward and you have a 9? Okay, I'll let you get right up here in front of Autumn. Okay, so you're going up the stairs, and you're almost about halfway there. Good job. Good job, girls. You hear some spooky sounds behind you. Some are growling, and some are hissing, and some are like, boo. Yeah, and it's just spooky. And then you see the man in the suit with long arms. He appears. Thank you, Winter. That's a good ghost right there. The man in the suit with long arms, he appears. And then the boy with black eyes, he runs up and he gets right up beside Midnight Moon. And then right on the behind all of them, you see the hooded figure. And it just looks like a cloak, like a robe with like a hood. And you can't see a face inside the hood. And you don't see hands and you don't see any feet. It's just like a floating robe that is following you. And Midnight Moon, what would you like to do?
Summer, Autumn, wait for me. I'm coming. I rolled a 6, and I'm just going to keep running to stay up with the group because I'm behind now.
All right. A 6. I'll give you 2 spaces right there. But unfortunately, with a 6, the boy with the black eyes who was chasing you down, man, he got right up in between these 2 bushes right here, and he gets right up on top, right up on you, on your space. And he reaches out his hand to get you. And his hand, it gets really long. And his arm just goes really long. And he goes and he kind of like tries to slap at you. And his hand passes through your body. And it just feels ice cold. And it makes you just shiver and get goosebumps. And you take 1 heart of damage.
Do I get to slap him back?
Would you like to?
Yes.
All right. You turn around to slap him with your bare hand.
No, my psychic slap. Can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that. Yes.
Yay.
Roll psychic. Roll a d20.
No, it's d6. 1d6.
Yeah, but you got
to
roll
the hit. Oh, to see if it's successful.
Yeah.
Boom. 19!
19. Okay, that's a great roll. Unfortunately, the psychic... no matter what you rolled, it was going to fail. So you turn around and the psychic slap, it just kind of like, you see like the air disturbing and it just kind of passes through him and he's looking at you with his wide eyes open and they're just black eyeballs and then black around his eyes too. And instead of looking like wide eyed and curious, now he looks angry and it hasn't affected him at all. So Autumn, what would you like to do?
I got an 8. A 3, and I want to run up. Just run.
You're just running with a 3?
Okay. Time's up.
All right, I'm going to let you go up 1 space, and the woman in the white dress who is floating and has no face, and she just, like, looks right at you, and she's just, like, hovering right to you with her arms outstretched, and she kind of, like just hovers, like, effortlessly, like, completely straight up and down, and then she touches your body right there, too, and floats right through you. And you also feel icy cold and goosebumps. And how many hearts of damage do you think you take?
One
heart of damage. Okay. It's Summer's turn. Okay, ready? Summer, tell me what you want to do.
Got five, and I would just keep running.
Okay, with a five, I'm going to let you go up to just one space there. You know what? Five's pretty low. So if you look behind you, like, you were feeling good because you're in the front right there. But what you didn't know is that, like, from the side, right beside you, you just ran up on one of those sculpted bushes. And you see this ghost who was, like, behind this round bush right here. And right when you ran past this ghost, it, like, peeks out. And it's just, like, it's, like, this ghost is, like a got big, giant hands and, like, pointy fingers. And then the ghost, like reaches out to you. It's, like, these big hands, but, like, doesn't have a bottom half of the body. It's just invisible. And these big hands. And it goes, and instead of, like, going to attack you, it jumps in this bush right there. And that bush comes to life. And it's in the shape of an eagle. And the eagle, like, the bush eagle flaps its wings and you hear, "Marrr!" And it goes and it swipes its wing at you and it hits you. It smacks you right in the face. And right when it smacks you, the bush, like, dissipates into leaves and you take one heart of damage.
So I do a two there.
Yep.
A one and a two.
Mm-hmm. We're hurting over here. Don't trust the bushes. They're not our friends.
All right. And behind you, you see the ghost in the suit with long arms. And he's just, like, he's running on his hands and his feet.
Gross.
And he kind of hunched over. And he's just running straight up. And he goes up the stairs. And he's, like, right there behind. I'm going to put him right there. And also, the ghost, this was the robe. The floating robe ghost. He is just, like, floating up. And he floats over this bush here and over you guys here. And he lands right there. So these ghosts are right up on you and...
Oh, I'm surrounded.
And I have our hourglass and I will flip it right now. What would you like to do?
Roll. I rolled an 18 and I want to do telepop.
Oh, 18 telepop. There we go.
It teleports me 100 feet.
100 feet. All right. Where would you like to go?
Towards the house.
Just in a straight line?
Yeah.
You teleport to the front door.
Oh, creepy.
All right. Autumn, what would you like to do?
I got a 10, and I would like to do healing leaves on me.
All right. Healing leaves on yourself. Good job. Well, tell us what healing leaves look like. What does it look like when you use that spell?
Well, what I think of it is, like, a bunch of leaves just come up from, like, anywhere and just float over. And kind of like a tornado, but not really, like, slower. And it's just, like, a big, like, it just surrounds you with a giant circle around you. And they kind of turn blue. And then there's just, like, smoke, blue smoke of the leaves, and just surrounds you. And gives you some hearts.
And it gives you 1d10 hearts. So heal yourself for 9 hearts then. All right, ready? I have the hourglass and we're ready for Summer's turn. And ready, here goes Summer. What would you like to do?
Got one full.
14? Okay, what do you want to do?
I'm just going to... jump up with my sword and turn around and then crush him.
Okay, so you jump up. Okay, which one are you? You're the one with wings, right?
No. Nope. Yeah,
no, you're the one up front.
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect because this ghost just moves right up to you. This is the suit, the man in the suit with long arms. Mm-hmm. And he's like...
Chop off his arms, they're gross.
And you go and you swing your sword down to chop off his arms.
Yes.
And it doesn't do anything. Your sword just glides right through him and doesn't do anything.
How can we kill them then?
I know, right? So what was your number that you rolled again? It was just a 9?
14.
Oh, it was a 14? Okay. With a 14, I'll leave you alone then.
Do I have to take any hearts away?
No, you don't. So now it's the ghost turn. So the woman in white dress is right up on Autumn. And Autumn, since you did not elect to move, you chose to just stand still and heal yourself. So you healed yourself, which is really good. But the downside is You didn't move. And so that woman in the white dress, she just turns to you and you can't see her face, but you get the sense that she's very angry and that she's very dangerous. And she just reaches as if she's going to give you a hug, and she reaches out her arms and she comes up to you and just wraps her arms around you, and her whole body floats through you. And as she does, you feel even colder than the last time.
Let it's me guess, even two worse. Hearts?
Two hearts of damage. Oh, no. Two hearts of damage. At the same time, this ghost right here is running up towards Mommy.
Is that the hooded boy?
This is the boy with black eyes.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
This ghost is going to run right up on Autumn. And then this ghost, is right there by Summer. That's the man in the suit with long arms. And you just swiped your sword through his arms, Summer.
Yeah.
And he like looks up at you and he kind of like looks past you. Like he's like, he didn't even see you there. He didn't even know what's going on. But he stands up and with his long arms, and he just thrusts out his arms at you and to grab you on your shoulders, but his hands go into your body, and you just feel like, oh, just ice cold. And you take 2 hearts of damage.
So I put a 1 there.
So you take that number, subtract by 2.
These ghosts are getting stronger.
The ghosts are getting you. You better get to that mansion,
change
girl.
Change this to 1-2 and write 1-0.
Mommy's lucky. You got telepop.
Telepop.
Change this to 1-2.
Right. Oh, 1-0.
That just gave me a good idea.
All right. Now we got the hourglass. We're going back to Midnight Moon. What would you like to do?
I'm
going to
roll. And I rolled an 8, and I want to try a Sparkle Ball, my area effect spell.
Okay, that was an 8 out of 20. Okay, what would you like to do with Sparkle Ball?
I want to throw it towards, everyone's like jumbled up on the sidewalk, like coming towards me, and I just want to like put it in the air over them. And then there's 3 of the ghosts kind of like back in the back. I want to try to hit it over them and like affect them to like slow them down or distract them or something.
Okay, describe that for us. Like, describe what you're doing.
Yeah, so Sparkle Ball, I have my bag that I always have with me, and then I reach my bag and I grab, like, out a marble, and I just take the marble and I toss it up in the air, and then it kind of hovers in the air, and then it explodes, and it's all the sparkle that comes down everywhere, and it just distracts the bad guys.
All right, and you want to throw it, like, right in the middle of, like, right where Summer and Autumn are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you throw this Sparkle Ball, and it's, like, above their heads, mm-hmm. and it just explodes into this. It's like a firework going off right above their heads, and there's sparkles and this bright light, and Summer and Autumn don't even notice. Like, they're not even affected by it. So friendly fire is turned off. But each one of these ghosts, they are – so now these two girls are completely surrounded by 4 ghosts, and all 4 of them react to that bright light, and they all move back 1 space.
Yay.
Hourglass, Autumn, what would you like to do?
I got an 11, and I would like to shapeshift into a hawk and fly over to the house.
Nice. All right. Let's see. Tell us what it looks like when you shapeshift.
You kind of just morph into it.
Uh-huh. Sort of. It just transforms into it.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a green robe, mm-hmm. and so you turn into a hawk. And what article of clothing is your hawk wearing? Is it wearing like a scarf or a little hat?
No, the whole thing's green.
So the hawk itself is green?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. A green hawk. Okay. You turn, and you just want to go straight towards the house?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll put you right there. Okay. Now I have the hourglass. I'm looking at Summer. It's about to be her turn. I'm going to flip this over, and you have until the hourglass runs out to tell me what you want to do. And ready, go.
Got a 11.
11, okay. What are you going to do?
I want to run as fast as I can to the house.
Okay, so you're just running in a straight line.
Come on, Summer.
All right, excellent. With an 11, look at your star numbers. One of them is Wiggles. You see you have a Wiggles number?
Got 2.
You have 2 in your Wiggles number?
Yeah.
Okay, since you're running upstairs and you're just trying to run as fast as you can, you might trip on these stairs. So what you need to do is take a d20, roll that, and tell me what that number is, plus your Wiggles star number.
You see it?
1 and a 5.
All right, 15. And now add your Wiggles star number to it. What's your Wiggles star number?
2.
All right, so 15 plus 2 is what?
52.
That's close. It's 17.
Is 17 a 7 and a 0?
That's a 1 and a 7.
A 1 and a 7.
You are, like, with a 17, You are like sprinting up these stairs, and tell us how about, because you're like perfectly running up the stairs. What does it look like when you're running up the stairs?
It looks like I'm just running.
you're just running. And every step you take is just like a perfectly placed step. I'm going to let you move up there.
You're getting so close.
Now it is the ghost turns again. Now, luckily, they were knocked a little bit farther back behind you. And let's see. This guy right here, this is the kid. This is the boy with the black eyes. He runs right over to this round bush here. And he dives into that round bush. And from like a perfectly circular bush, you see these spikes come out. And they're like made out of bush also. And it starts to roll toward Autumn. The woman in the white dress, she just floats. And she's right behind you, Autumn. And then this guy, the little robe, he hasn't done anything yet. He's back there, though. And he's the biggest one. So you don't know what he can do. All right, now.
I really hope if we get in the house that the ghost can't get in the house and follow us.
Well, would you like to look around? Where, I mean, because you're standing at the front door. Would you like to look around and notice anything? Or?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
What's the star?
You have a look around star number.
I have a look
number.
Around.
That's why it's named that.
Yeah, so I wrote, can I do that now? Is it my turn?
Yeah, it is actually your turn. Actually, I got to flip the hourglass.
All right.
All right, so, okay, now what do you want to do?
I rolled a 12. My look around is 1, so 13. I want to look around for clues.
Okay, you look around and you immediately see on the porch right beside the door, you see a large pumpkin. And carved into it is like a very simple face. And inside the pumpkin is a candle. And so it's glowing there. And you know that that pumpkin with the glowing candle inside,
it's a lit
that
candle.
It will protect you if you get into the house. So
what if I pick up the pumpkin? Does it protect me?
It might.
What if thought I pick up and start running around the yard?
Would you like to do that?
Maybe.
I will say that you have one pumpkin that is protecting the house, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to trip and like break it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can try if you want to.
No, I don't know. No, no, no.
Okay, you don't want to. Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm going to grab the hourglass. I'm looking at Autumn. And Autumn, what would you like to do?
I have a 18, and I want to do the same thing. Shapeshift into a hawk and fly over to the...
Okay. Well, you're still a hawk, so you didn't change back. You're still a hawk. And with an 18, I'm going to... Yeah, you're going to go far, girls. So you make it up to the front door. So now you are right beside Midnight Moon at the front door. Do you land, or are you just kind of like mid-flight?
Mid-flight.
Okay. You're just like hovering next to me. You want to land on my arm? I'll put my arm out like a person.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're kind of big for a hawk. And you're small for a person. So.
Oh, you're right. You're probably like my size. Can you hold me? Can I run on your back?
Autumn as a hawk is the same size as Midnight Moon as a gnome. So that's canon. That's official Alathon canon there.
How big?
Swords and Unicorns just, canon.
One Midnight Moon
Is
height.
It just going to be my turn?
It is. It's just going to be your turn. So I'm going to... You ready for it? Because I'm going to flip it.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So think of what you want to do. And then so you know what you want to do because you got to tell me. And then roll.
She's going to run.
And then roll
I'm
the
dice.
You ready? All right, ready? Okay, what do you want to do? Summer, tell me.
Got 9 and I want to run up there.
Okay. You don't want to jump or anything?
No.
You're so close. You're like right there. And you hear like right behind you. You hear, ooh, and they're getting so close. They're like, you can tell. It's almost like they're breathing on you. And this ball right here, this spike ball, it's like ready to come at you. But with a 9, you make it to the stairs. I'm going to let you make it to the stairs. But with a 9, I'm going to make you roll again. Okay, so these are the final stairs, the front porch stairs. And it's a big mansion, so there's
a
lot.
I got a 1 and a 2.
All right, you got a 2? 1 and 2? 12? Okay, plus your Wiggles number.
14.
14, yeah. Now so it's a, so 12 plus 2 is 14. Good job. She's in kindergarten.
Yay, so, she did so great. Good job, Summer.
Summer's in kindergarten. You're doing good. You're really good for a kindergartner. You know that?
And it's just my turn.
I taught her how to times 10.
All right, with a 14 going up the steps, I will say, okay, I'm going to let you make it up the steps. So now you make it up to the steps, and you are right up at the front door with the other two girls. But here is the thing. It's the ghost's turn, right Boo. Now. And you see, as you make it to the front door, you kind of like, you're racing, you're out of breath, and you kind of like slam into the front door. Like, you're like, oh. And as you do, you like, you flip around with your back to the door, and you see all four of these ghosts. You see the woman in the white dress with no face and long black hair. She's gliding right toward you. You see the man with in a suit with long arms, and he's just galloping toward you, just racing toward you. You see the boy with black eyes, and he's just like running as fast as he can, sprinting your way. You also see this bush that had the spikes come out, and it's just rolling towards you. And all four of these ghosts are about to crash right in to you girls. Now I'll give you a round, and I'll say, what would you three like to do?
Run
now?
In the house.
Run, just... Run.
I mean, can we just like point at the lit pumpkin and be like, we're safe, haha.
It protects the dwelling.
Oh, but then we gotta get in this house.
Yeah. All right, so you try to get in the house?
Yeah.
Are you just like opening the door? Are you knocking on it?
I mean, I'm gonna open it.
Yeah.
Who's trying to open the door?
Me.
Not you, you're a hawk. Hawks don't have hands.
You're a hawk.
You can use your beak and try to like unlock it or something.
Me. You're too small right. for the door.
Okay.
All right, Summer, and you're like the strongest
She's
of us
strong.
All. So Summer, you reach for the door handle and you go to turn the door handle and you see that it's locked.
Oh, shoot.
All right. And as you turn back, the ghosts get even closer. They're like right up on you. What would you like to do right now?
Summer, just bust down the door. You're
yeah,
super strong.
I'm just going to bust down the door.
You want to bust down the door? Okay, get a
d20. That one, the big one.
This.
All right, and I want you to roll the d20 and then add your muscles star number to it.
Oh, I got an 11.
You got an 11? All right, plus what's your muscles number?
3.
All right, 11 plus 3 is 14. Okay, so with a 14, you knock down the door. So, Summer, describe what it looks like as you when you knock down this door.
I'm just going to kick it open.
You kick it with your foot?
Yeah.
Like a hi-ya! Like a karate kick?
All right. You kick that door, and it's like a double door. Right? And you kick it right in the middle, and both doors fly open. And I'm guessing you all run in.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you fly in.
All right. Summer kicks the door open and just races in. Autumn, this hawk just like flies and soars right in, right at the last minute, right before Midnight Moon is slamming these doors shut. As soon as the doors shut, you notice it is completely quiet outside. And you notice a little old lady standing right
there. Is it a ghost?
She doesn't look like a ghost.
Oh, that's probably the old lady that lives there.
Yeah, I glance up and I realize, oh, Autumn, Summer, that's old Widow Willow. This Who? Must be Grey Mist Manor. I mean, I'm from here. I've heard the tales. This is the largest and oldest house in all of Pine Hollow. I'm kind of freaked out because this is haunted.
Whoa, how do you know her? This is crazy.
I'm from Pine Hollow. It's just growing up. We always told these stories.
Here?
Yeah. No, I wasn't born here, but I've lived here a long time. But this woman, I don't
was
know if we should be
your
in her
mother?
House. She's not my mother. She just lives. She's old, old Widow Willow.
She a grandma?
I didn't even know she was real. Just growing up, we always shared stories about, you know, who lived in this house, but I thought she died. I don't know.
Wait, you thought she died?
Did you have a bedroom there?
No, I didn't live in the house.
Is
not
she a ghost
house.
Then?
Well, I don't know.
So you just said
this
she
is the first
died.
Time I've seen her. I just know that she lived here.
So did you just stay there to visit?
I've never been in the house.
Oh.
Wait, so you said you thought she died.
Well, because no one's really seen her. Like, no one's ever seen anybody in this house.
So is that a ghost?
Wait, was that a grandpa?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to give a skitty to Midnight Moon.
Yay!
That
I get
was
a skitty.
That was
I got
good.
Yellow Tell skitties. Us about,
I'm going to give a skitty to Summer for Ooh. Asking some really great questions.
It's green, my favorite
Ooh.
Color.
Ooh. And I think Autumn gets a skitty too because Yay. She's trying to figure out. She's guessing who this Widow Willow is. Would you like to do anything? She's just standing there. She hasn't reacted yet, so I want to give you girls the first first move.
I want to say, hello, are you dead? Are you a ghost?
With that, she's startled to hear your voice. Oh my, you've gotten into the manor. I heard the commotion outside and the door busted open, but oh, my old eyes, they don't see so well anymore. I can hardly see anything at all. And are you with Brother Isaac?
Widow Willow, yeah, I'm Midnight Moon, and these are my friends, Autumn and Summer, and we came here with Brother Isaac. We didn't know that this was the house that he was coming to, but yeah, we came here with him and we recognized your house.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything?
No.
That's fine.
I want to.
Okay. Oh, what do you want to say? what would you like to say?
I want to say how old I am.
Oh, I'm 100 years old.
Oh, 100? That's like old.
You should be dead by now.
Oh, my goodness. You girls are very forward.
Pardon my friends, but, Widow Willow.
Oh, no. The Widow Willow, I appreciate honesty and directness. That's a wonderful thing for you, you youngsters. Did you say that you were here with Brother Isaac? I called for the sanctuary to come and rid my house of some ghosts. Are you with Brother Isaac?
Those ghosts, yeah?
Summer, Autumn, what happened to him? I forgot where he left us.
Just in that moment, because all four of us forgot about Brother Isaac.
He's somewhere. You think the ghost got him? I don't know.
All four of you look out the window, and you see Brother Isaac by himself racing through the front yard. Go, and all the ghosts are chasing him. And he runs up, and he opens the door. He flings the door open. And he dives in the house and he slams the door behind him. He's going, with his back to the door. He's like, I think you guys forgot me back there.
Well, you're here now.
We didn't see you. You disappeared.
I think we all just forgot about Brother Isaac.
Yes, yeah, we forgot about Isaac. You.
It's an escort mission. That happens.
We're mercenaries.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Swords and Unicorns. If you liked it, then help us spread the word and tell a friend about us. You can also connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at Swords and Unicorns. Also, we're proud members of the Helios Network, a collection of great podcasts made by regular people. Check out theheliosnetwork.com for other amazing podcasts. Our next episode comes out in 2 weeks. So until then, keep your swords sharp and your imagination sharper. Julie, say hello. My name is Juliana.
Hello, my name is Juliana.
Mommy, say hello. My name is Juliana.
Hello, my name is Juliana.
Wait, what?